USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Until the tanks are actually moving, the planes are actually flying, the bombs are actually dropping, we're going to do everything we can with diplomacy and with deterrence and dissuasion to get President Putin to reverse the decision that we believe he's made.
Secretary of State Anthony Blinken on CNN over the weekend, holding on to hope a war can be averted in the Ukraine by Russian forces. That glimmer of hope for the goal was announced last night by French President Emmanuel Macron. He and the White House confirmed in principle to a meeting with Russia's President Vladimir Putin as long as he holds off on launching an assault on Ukraine. U.S. officials warn violence appears increasingly more likely. Details for the meeting will be worked out Thursday if Russia does not invade its neighbor. The country of Australia reopened its international border for the first time in nearly 2 years on Monday. Australia's border shut to most non-residents in March of 2020 as the pandemic spread across the world. We are USA Radio News.
Water. It's essential to life, but it's also something that so many of us here in America take for granted. Imagine how different your life would be without access to clean water in your home. What if you had to walk to the nearest creek, stream, lake, or pond to get water? Suddenly, going to work and school wouldn't be an option because you and your children would have to spend your days collecting water. This is the day-to-day reality of most families living in the world's poorest countries. But what if I told you that you can change that reality for just pennies a day? Through our water project, Food for the Poor is working to meet the need for water in 17 impoverished countries. But it won't happen without you. Incredibly, it only takes $15 to provide a child access to clean water for life. $15, decades and decades of access to water for a child. Give the life-changing gift of water now. Just text USA Radio to 91999. Text USA Radio, all one word, to 91999.
Interim Ottawa Police Chief Steve Bell on shutting down the Freedom Convoy in Canada.
We moved officers and equipment into key positions throughout the city and took up 100 checkpoints around the downtown core. We began making arrests of key individuals who were responsible for organizing these unlawful activities. This morning, public order units and a significant number of officers were deployed to support our operations. We first focused on the Nicholas Street area, where unlawful protests were gathered with trucks. Even this morning, all unlawful protesters were given many, many opportunities to leave. Officers then turned to the intersection of Rideau and Sussex, making more arrests and clearing that location.
Ottawa police cleared out the remaining Freedom Convoy demonstrators on Sunday. A total of 191 protesters were arrested and 57 vehicles were towed since police began forcefully removing them on Friday. USA Radio News.
Have you stopped taking your statin? Over half of people will stop taking a statin in the first year due to muscle pain. Marley Drug offers the next generation statin, pitavastatin, which is different from most statins and has low rates of muscle pain. With a prescription, you can get pitavastatin for $1 a day. No insurance needed. Stop putting up with statin pain and call Marley Drug at 800-460-2510. That's 800-460-2510 or go to marleydrug.com.
Not available in Vermont or Alabama.
As Russia continues to move troops along its border, posturing for an invasion into their neighbor Ukraine, some U.S. lawmakers say now is the time to impose sanctions. Texas Senator Republican Ted Cruz on Fox News says Biden becoming president is the best thing that could have happened for Russian President Vladimir Putin.
Last month, I forced a vote in the United States Senate on sanctions on Nord Stream 2. Every single Democrat in the Senate had voted for my sanctions legislation twice previously. So ironically, while at the same time they were calling the filibuster a Jim Crow racist relic from the past, that same day they were filibustering to protect Russia and Putin, and 44 Democrats gave in to political pressure from the Biden White House. They voted in favor of Russia against sanctions. The president of Ukraine, the prime minister of Ukraine, the president of the Ukrainian parliament all explicitly said, if you want to stop this invasion, sanction Nord Stream 2. Joe Biden becoming president is the best thing that ever happened, tragically, for Vladimir Putin.
February 15th, an explosion on the sun extended millions of kilometers into space. The coronal mass ejection was not directed at Earth. In fact, it was traveling away from Earth, and scientists say we're lucky. Spacecraft not dedicated to solar science felt its blast. The BepiColombo mission, currently in the vicinity of Mercury's orbit, detected a massive increase in the readings from electrons, protons, and heavy ions with its radiation monitor. I'm Lance Pry. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.